Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Celebrations continue in Egypt, where the people toppled a government.
But the army is now running Egypt. They've promised to hold free and fair elections and hand over power, but will they?
We don't want the army to take over. We want them just to stand guard as the people wait and demand from the army to execute our demands.
Once the army holds the reins, they may have trouble giving the horse to another rider. The future of Egypt in search of a president. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, February 14th. It's Valentine's Day. John Hockenberry's out all week, and I am joined today by our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Good morning, Todd.
Hi. Good morning, Celeste. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Let's get right to the top of the news, and it's Egypt up there once again. A Mubarak-less Egypt prepares to transition to democracy while anti-government protests continue across the Mideast. The Egyptian army has declared martial law there, dissolved the parliament, and suspended the constitution until elections are held later this year. This morning, military and opposition leaders are meeting again to map out the best course for the country. And anti-government protests, as we said, are in other areas across the Middle East. In Bahrain, security forces fired tear gas and rubber bullets to break up protests this morning. Bahrain is a tiny island kingdom, but it's home to the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet. In Iran, thousands of security forces are on the streets this morning to prevent a protest from taking place. Iran's leaders have vowed to crush today's march. In Algeria this morning, the government announced it will end its 19-year-old state of emergency in the next few days. That comes after protests broke out across the country over the weekend. Opposition groups vow to continue to protest every week until the regime steps down in Algeria. Sounds very similar to Yemen. Hundreds of protesters are once again clashing with police this morning as the uprising there continues to escalate. This is the fourth straight day of protests calling for President Ali Saleh to leave. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Authority took a preemptive step this morning to prevent the contagion from spreading there by announcing the resignation of its entire cabinet. We'll have more on what's next for Egypt and the Middle East throughout the morning. Here at home, President Obama releases his $3 trillion budget for next year later today. It includes cuts to public health and the military and boosts spending to education and research. The president says his budget will reduce the deficit by more than $1 trillion over the next decade. But House Speaker John Boehner tells NBC News that's not enough.
We're broke. What's really dangerous is if we continue to do nothing and allow the status quo to stay in place. When are we going to get serious about cutting spending?
Keep in mind, Congress still has yet to pass this year's budget. China has officially overtaken Japan as the world's second largest economy, and China is predicted to take over the top spot from the U.S. sometime in the next 15 years. And the Grammys went a little bit country.
It's a quarter after one.
Lady Antebellum was the big winner last night. 5 Grammy Awards, including Record and Song of the Year for Need You Now. That's what you're hearing. Album of the Year went to Arcade Fire. Eminem won only 2 awards, even though he was up for 10. The biggest surprise, though, was jazz bassist Esperanza Spalding beating out Justin Bieber for Best New Artist. There's hope for the world. Esperanza Spalding, first jazz artist to ever win that category.
Poor Bieber.
Yet more signs of... I don't think we need to say poor Bieber. He's got it pretty good. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are up, European indices are mixed, and so are futures. The Dow will start at 12,273, the S&P at 1,329, and the NASDAQ at 2,809. Well, what's next? Not just in Egypt, but throughout the Arab world. We're going to talk about protests all over the Middle East and what exactly is going to happen next in this pro-democracy uprising later in the hour. First, though, with Mubarak gone, will Egypt get a true democracy? In the meantime, though, it is Valentine's Day. Special call out. We want to hear your favorite love songs. We also want to hear your least favorite love songs. Give us a call, 877-8-MY-TAKE.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.